Due to technical difficulties, it's gonna be part two of this.
Yeah.
So, had a little bit of issues, but we're gonna keep it rocking. So just even like we're just talking about, when you have things that, two or three people working or running a household, and then you have two or three people or four or five people running a business, it just somehow works like that. You have to, what they say, divvy up the responsibilities.
Yeah, you do, typically.
And then even in divvying up the responsibilities, you gotta divvy up that money too if you're making it. But somebody gonna ask, where am I cut?
Right, I want my piece of the pie.
And that is where sometimes the problem comes into play. Well, I do this much, I do that much. Now the household is different because everybody's common goal is to what? Keep the household functioning.
Right.
Everything gotta run smoothly. Now, in business, if you for profit, everybody wants what they're just due, what they feel like they're worth. So, how do you run your business like you run your house if now you gotta be like, it's time to pay up? Well, you did so much this month, this is how much you get.
Right.
If somebody don't have a set salary.
Right. I need a set salary.
Yeah, and you need to have set understanding and set rules
Clear
because.
expectations.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, if somebody turns around and says, well, I did this much last month. I didn't get what I feel like I was worth. So I'm going to do this much this month. Then they're going to pull back.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of like a chore. When you're at the house, you got chores, you got to do cleanings and all this stuff. It needs to get done regardless.
Yeah, consistently, right? Consistently. And, right. Get done right.
Yeah, because it needs to be done regardless.
Right.
And right makes it cleaner, better, more functioning. In business, if you have that hierarchy, that everybody's job functions have to function correctly for your business to be prosperous. And sometimes they can get lost. Because some people might be like, well, I need this to do my job correctly. And sometimes the business does not have the funds to do what? Give you the adequate resources to help you do your job correctly or do it efficiently. So then you got to do what? You got to multitask. You got to sit there and try to figure out, like, man, what do I do with this here? How do I get this to function correctly? I need to do this because this business depends upon what I am doing and what I'm doing good.
Right.
And when you look at it like that, it's just kind of hard to get those nuances in line. When those nuances do not align, then what happens? The business starts to suffer. Then you start questioning, is this the right way to have this business set up?
Right. I mean, sometimes it could just be that you have to pluck pieces from both categories, right? You have to take items from how you function within the household and mesh it with items of, maybe how you should function or what you're already doing within your business to get the right model. Because I think ultimately deciding, or just trying to figure out if you should run your business like you run your household, it kind of just spins back to your business model of choice.
Yeah, we talked about that a few episodes back. What's your business model? We're coming down, I think, off that wave of the social media entrepreneur, COVID, you're stuck in
Yeah.
the house.
I think that has now I'm gonna say this, and it could be, it's spoken arguably, right? I think it's now become defunct.
Yes, because everybody back outside.
We back outside.
And if you didn't garner that presence, that fan base, that customer acquisition center focus, all that, if you don't have a crowd by now,
Yeah.
it's hard to get the crowd.
Oh yeah, it's definitely hard. Definitely hard now. And I think one word that was tossed around so much and just overutilized was niche, niche, niche. If I see that five-letter word, I might vomit. What's your niche audience? Like at that point in time, you know, it's easier.
And that's crazy because we've talked about how, you know, it's like you got to drill down to get that core base.
Yeah, but you have to let the engine run for so long to be able to get those imprints.
Yes.
To figure out, you know, who those people are.
And as you're drilling down, you're going by people who aren't going to be in that niche.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So as you're drilling down, you're going to get to a smaller craft.
Absolutely. That's why it's niche.
But then, does niche pay the bills?
And you actually stole my thunder, because I was going to say, as you're drilling to the center, the core of the earth, because ultimately that's what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're drilling to the core of the earth. How many resources or funds will you extend on the way there?
Drilling takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Effort, much like you just said. So, drilling ain't for free.
No.
Getting to your niche is not free.
No.
You're going to bypass customers getting to your niche.
Right, right. You're going to put out stuff that you were trying, but you know, you expended money. But, I mean, that almost goes to you're operating your business by throwing spaghetti at the wall, right? So are you operating your household like that, throwing spaghetti at the wall?
Yeah. Because
are you? I would hope not. Because if you start operating like that within your household, it's going to be some stuff that's not taken care of, that should be taken care of. Card note, you know,
now,
weekly food, so, you know, if you're expending, like if you're tossing resources away like that.
And see, that comes to the fact, like the household is, you know, we take it kind of for granted. Not me, not we like us, but just the world takes it for granted that everybody has enough money to pay their bills.
Right.
That's not true.
And lot of us are living check to check. And check, I don't say that loosely.
And the check don't cover the next check.
Hold on. The checks don't touch.
Yeah. And so now you got to decide between gas for the week and food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So those type of decisions almost kind of go like, when you are in business, okay.
Prioritization.
Like you said, what if not we don't have enough to get through this quarter?
Right.
What can we not have right now to get to the next quarter of business?
But not lose steam.
But not lose the business.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Because that is a big adage that people don't understand. We talked about this on the Black Friday episode a couple months ago. People are now in the first quarter of 26,
mm-hmm.
running their business based off the numbers they got at the end of 25.
Right.
And if the numbers at the end of 25 don't support what you was trying to do for the first quarter of 26, guess what you had to do?
Make you, some hard decisions.
You had to make some concessions.
Yes, you did.
Even in the household, that's the same rule. You right. know, we got two girls, one on a senior on the way to college. We got one in the eighth grade in middle school. And sometimes we got to tell them, so which one do you need? Which thing do you need more?
What do you need right now?
A or B?
Right. What is it that you absolutely cannot go without? What is it that's going to impact or impede on your productivity going forward over the next 2 weeks?
Because a 17-year-old is a sneakerhead.
Right.
But when she come talking about sneakers, I be like, you need gas in your car, right?
Right. And, it's time for you to get your oil changed.
Yeah. You need your vehicle to run, or you need these new shoes on your feet.
Right. What you want?
Because
you ain't getting both.
It got to be priorities.
Yeah.
Even for the eighth grader. Oh, well, Dad, I wanted this new vanity set. I'm like, you want vanity or you want your head on?
Because your hair costs more than the vanity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what we doing?
It's priorities. And listen, both of them deal with vanity. I just want to make sure y'all caught that part. Both of them deal with vanity.
All right.
You either want your hair done or you want to look at yourself in the mirror.
With your hair done.
With your hair done. See, that's how you run your household. Now you got to go run your business. Now, the business thing is, I need enough money in this account to ship out these orders.
Right.
Now, the problem is these orders is kind of expensive on my end.
Right.
So can I get the same quality product at a cheaper price now?
So that I can continue to eat the cost of shipping.
Priorities.
Right.
You run your household like you run your business.
Which one you doing?
Which, how you going to do it?
Tell me.
Because it ain't easy.
Mm-mm.
Being cheesy.
Whatever.
That was an old slogan back
it
in the
was,
day.
It was, and you should leave it alone. You should leave it as back in the day.
Well, you know it's getting close to Super Bowl, so
it
you
don't
can see
matter.
A bunch of horrible commercials.
That's
coming
true.
In
That's true.
That they can pay you probably $3 million for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Parker, yes. Thank you for getting on with us this week. And, you know, technically this would be a two-part episode because of the technical difficulties we had. So we want you all to check out both episodes. I think this is going to be 189 and 190. Hey, folks, we ain't too far away from episode 200.
Mm.
We got to do something special for the 200.
Uh-oh.
200 coming up soon.
Uh-oh.
It's going to hit around. It's going to hit around summertime, too. So, Ms. Parker, you got any good words of wisdom to help these people out?
I don't have any. You know why? I'm cold.
Well, y'all stay warm. Get y'all next time.